Now to Iraq. The Iraqi parliament broke a weeks-long stalemate today and passed three pieces of legislation. Two of them appear to make progress toward political benchmarks set by the Bush administration. The measures passed after a bitter and angry debate in which some lawmakers called for the parliament to be dissolved. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more from Baghdad.
The American decision to send five additional brigades to Iraq a year ago, largely to pacify the capital, was intended to create the conditions for desperately needed political progress in Iraq. But for a long time, it seemed that the efforts of 30,000 extra American troops and their Iraqi counterparts had simply allowed political infighting to blossom among Iraq's Kurdish, Sunni, and Shiite politicians. Here's how the Speaker of Parliament, Mahmoud Mashidani, described things yesterday after dozens of lawmakers marched out of an especially bitter and non-productive session.
If we don't pass these three laws, we'll be in a miserable mess, and many people will call for the dissolution of the parliament. I have prepared the papers for dissolving the body to be used if we don't enact these laws today.
The legislation in question included the 2008 budget, a limited amnesty law that could lead to the release of thousands of detainees, and a law to establish powers to be wielded by provincial governments. The measures did not pass yesterday, but after another raucous session today, they were finally approved. Along with the measure passed last month allowing members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party to return to work, they represent the most significant political accomplishments in some time. The highly dysfunctional process, however, revealed the depths of mistrust among the various political blocs. The Sunnis favored the amnesty law, while the Shiites, eager for more autonomy in the oil-rich south, wanted the Provincial Powers Act to pass. The Kurds pressed for the budget to include their 17% share, despite Arab grumbling that population estimates suggest they should only get 13%. Each bloc was terrified that if one of the others got their law enacted first, they would walk out on the other two. Sunni politician Saleh al-Mutlaq led his national dialogue movement in a walkout of today's session, saying the Kurds were violating all ethical standards.
Simply, what they want is that I will keep the prisoners as hostages and I will not agree about the law to release them unless you give me $1.5 billion. This is against the principles of every civilized and honest society.
In the end, compromises were reached on many of the key issues. The Kurds got their 17% of the budget this year, but there will be a census before the next budget allocations are made. The Sunnis had demanded a firm date for provincial elections, and the Provincial Powers Act says they will be held by October. To get the measures approved in this atmosphere of mistrust, Mashidani was forced to bundle them together for a single package vote, which some lawmakers complained was unconstitutional. Afterwards, Mashidani congratulated his colleagues for their, quote, magnificent performance.
This day has truly been a wedding for the Iraqi parliament. We have proved that the Iraqi people are one unified bloc.
Outside the parliament, however, critics note that these measures were hardly the most challenging tasks facing the parliament. A new oil law, an elections law, disarming militias, and other major issues await the lawmakers when they return to work. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.